are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
This is show number 700. I've been in your head for 700 programs, and we are still number one rated with dogs and cats. And today we are talking both dogs and cats. We are talking about heartworm disease in both dogs and cats. You know, heartworm is brought to us by our friendly mosquito friends. And here's what happened. Earlier in the year, in the spring, it was so cold, not everywhere, but throughout much of the country, untypically, unseasonably cold. And the mosquitoes said, wait, we're not ready yet. Well, then it warmed up, and the mosquitoes are now in abundance in many places like crazy all over the country. And heartworm is what they bring our dogs and cats in two different ways. Heartworm disease in cats is like an entirely different, but not very good, it can be deadly. Disease in our cats can be deadly in dogs, too, but they respond differently because heartworm are really meant for dogs. So when they're in a cat, they say, what am I doing here? And in fact, heartworm disease is the number two cause of sudden death in cats. We'll be talking to Dr. Mike Dryden, a veterinary parasitologist, about that. And I'll talk about a new way, a new idea to protect our dogs from heartworm disease. Also, something I feel very, very strongly about. And I'm so proud of New York City for doing this. So for domestic violence, victims of domestic violence, like most people in America, most people who are victims of that violence happen to have a pet. And often the perpetrator practices and often continues to practice, quote unquote, on the pet as well as on the other, so usually it's a woman who's a victim, but it could be children as well that are abused. How do you get away from that situation? And a lot of people are afraid to without the animal going with them. They don't want to leave the animal behind because they know that abuse will continue to that dog or cat. In addition to that, they don't want to give up their pet to a shelter. I mean, you've got this horrible thing going on in the family, right? And now you're going to lose a family member to an animal shelter, and you don't know what's going to happen to that pet. So people will stay in that situation because they're just frozen anyway. They don't know what to do. New York City has offered an incredible solution, and we will talk about that as well as take your telephone calls. Our telephone number for show 700, the same as it was for show 699, the same as it will be for show 701. And that's 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. One and the same, and the great thing about it, toll free. I don't know about you, but I'm all about free. I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. The advice I give is just that. And hopefully this advice will help you. And if it doesn't, we want you to call back and say, well, Steve, you didn't quite help. And we will do a follow-up conversation with you as well. 866-554-7387. And away we go. Hello, Mary in Minnesota.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I have a problem with one of my dogs. I have a shelter dog that's going to be 12 and another dog that's going to be 4.
Mm-hmm.
Both are around 60 pounds. The younger dog has on occasion will eat her own poop and the other dog's poop. We have gone to the vet and have used the products, but it seems it always returns.
So eating her own isn't enough. She needs more.
Evidently.
Okay. Well, the fancy term for this, as your veterinarian probably said, is coprophagia. And your veterinarian may have sold you a product called Deter or another one called Forbid, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the success rate is kind of like, you know, not so much. And what you do with these products or Lowry's seasoning salt is you sprinkle it on the food, right? Your dog's food. And then the theory is that coming out the other end, it will be distasteful. Is that kind of what the vet said?
Right.
And the veterinarian probably said, it's like, I'll sell this to you. It's not expensive. It's, you know, give it a try. But odds are, historically, well, it might work. Probably it may not. Is that also what he said?
Right.
Okay. So, and it didn't.
You know, it's the problem that, well, she's on the medication. It's,
what medication?
Then it'll be recurring.
What medication? Oh, okay, the product. Okay, so
the product.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I don't believe there's a problem with continuing the product or transitioning to Lowry's seasoning salt and asking your veterinarian how much should I put in the food, and if it helps, you could do this for a long time, not just a week or two, but you need months until the dog gets out of the routine of trying the other dog's you-know-what or his own you-know-what.
Okay.
So you may not have used it long enough. So it may work for you and your dog, actually. You guys might even be an exception to the rule where it works. You just didn't use it long enough.
All right.
So that's one thing. But you know what? The reality is that the best solution to this, you're not going to want to hear. It's a plastic bag.
Oh, I do that constantly, yes.
Well, if you're out there picking up right after the dog, there's no way that the dog can turn around and even think about the idea.
Well, in Minnesota, when it's 30 below, I don't want to go outside.
Well,
unlike the dogs.
Move to Florida.
I can't. Thank you, Steve.
I'm in Chicago. I totally relate. let me know what happens, but you know, that's the reality. One more thing you could ask your veterinarian about is adding a probiotic or an enzyme product. And I'm trying to think of the name of the enzyme product because the thinking by a few, not most, but a few, is that the dogs don't have the proper stuff in their guts. And there's a product called Prozyme, P-R-O-Z-Y-M-E, that might also help. So you can ask your veterinarian about that as well. But again, same thing. Well, it does work. It seems to work for some dogs, the majority, maybe not so much. And then we're back to the plastic bag I spoke about.
Okay.
All right. Give it all a try. Let me know what happens.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, our world is getting a bit buzzier because of mosquitoes. They are out and about. They're looking for us, and they are looking for your dog. We will talk about a new way to protect our dog. It's a new way of thinking next.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
If your number one best friend keeps leaving you number two presents, we can help. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Mosquitoes are out, and in many parts of the country, they are out, in fact, in record number. And they're looking to bite not only us, but our dogs and cats. And later in the program, we'll talk about heartworm disease in cats, which is really a very different conversation than talking about heartworm disease in dogs. So for dogs, here's what happens. A mosquito comes just like that and bites your dog. And these little baby heartworm, these larvae, they're tiny, go through your dog's system and land around the heart and the lungs, the pulmonary system of your dog, and they grow into giant spaghetti-long heartworm. Now imagine a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, up to a few hundred of these potentially. I mean, really, in some parts of the country, if you live in the South, it's not unusual to have what they call a load of heartworm in dogs. It's just not one heartworm because they reproduce inside your dog on top of everything else. So if you can imagine, around the heart and lungs of your dog are these spaghetti-long things that are living, reproducing, and no wonder dogs' quality of life for sure is impacted by heartworm. Now, at first, your dog isn't going to act sick, but over a course of time, your dog may begin to cough. Running, which was no problem for your dog, now your dog is out of breath much sooner, and eventually death occurs if these heartworm aren't treated. Now, I want to talk about treatment. So the treatment product, it's kind of like some cancer treatments in people, right? The treatment is almost worse than the disease in some ways, or you think that. But if without the treatment, you may die and probably will. Same thing with our dogs. So it's an arsenic-based treatment. And the treatment is expensive, and it's also kind of a pain because the dogs have to be kept where they cannot run. Because when they do and those heartworm die and they break off into all these little pieces, if your dog is very active, there is a good chance that your dog can be affected in a very bad way, I mean fatally, as a result of that. So we want to keep our dogs inactive. So for your 3-year-old golden or Labrador retriever, you try telling your dog not to be active. I mean, veterinarians will often suggest your dog has to be crated 24/7, except when you go out for a walk, not a brisk one, out on a leash. I mean, the quality of life for these dogs for a short period of time, and you, your quality of life, and keeping your dog in a way where your dog really can't run, it can be challenging. And I said the expense, I want to make a larger point of that, because heartworm treatment is very, very expensive. How do you avoid heartworm in your dogs? It's pretty easy to do. There's preventatives. They've been on the market forever, and they really work well. There are two problems, though. One problem is we're human, and we often forget to give the preventive. So even if you buy the preventive, if you don't give it, it doesn't do any good in your cabinet. That's one issue. And the other, there are pockets in America now where these heartworm, no surprise, it's what mosquitoes do, and they've developed resistance, not the mosquitoes, but the heartworm disease itself has developed resistance to the preventive. Also, as it turns out, having these little baby heartworm in your dog's system is not healthy for your dog in of itself. We're learning more and more about that. So what's the right thing to do? Yes, get a preventive, use the preventive. But like the CDC says, where there are problems with malaria, for example, in people, the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization says, here's what we want you to do. We want you to do this. We want you to do this. We want you to do this. And we want you to do this. It's not just one protocol. So for dogs, we now have a system that's now called double defense. And here's what that's all about. It's about using a product that can actually repel the mosquitoes so they don't bite your dog in the first place. At least odds are they don't. Now, if a mosquito gets through this barrier and does, well, then you've got the product that you've used, the heartworm preventive that you've used all along. But using this double defense is now an idea many veterinarians are fully behind because heartworm can be and often is so devastating. So let's prevent heartworm disease. Now, there's a product called Vectra 3D that here's why it's economical. Not only are you adding an additional defense for heartworm, you're also protecting your dogs against fleas and ticks, which is something you need to do anyway. In fact, next week on the show, we're going to talk about the increase of tick disease. So it's called Double Defense. The product is called Vectra 3D. What's called Double Defense is just this approach, and it seems to make sense to me, which is why I'm talking about it, because so many people just forget to give that heartworm preventive. We don't want you to do that, but this is another way to protect your dog. Coming up later in the show, we'll talk about heartworm in cats, which is entirely different than heartworm in dogs, and we'll learn why.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Is IRS debt affecting you and your family? If you received a wage garnishment notice, a bank levy, have unfiled taxes, or have an existing IRS debt of $10,000 or more, you need to make the call.
When we got a letter from the IRS, I made the call.
And Paramount negotiated a settlement that we could afford.
If you were so busy trying to make ends meet that you forgot to file your taxes, make the call and let Paramount put you back on track.
I was getting harassing phone calls morning, noon, and night. I made the call, and Paramount gave me peace of mind.
The professional experts at Paramount Tax Relief have been in your shoes. They're compassionate, honest, and will find the best solution for your problem.
I made the call.
I made the call.
I made the call.
We made the call.
Paramount Tax Relief. For a free consultation, make the call today.
Call 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480. 800-519-4480 for Paramount Tax Relief.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Nat Fields is the president and CEO of the Urban Resource Institute in New York City. And they are, and you are, Nat, approaching domestic violence in a slightly different way than what nearly every other community in the country is doing. So backing up a step, families where domestic violence goes on typically have a pet, just like most American families typically have a pet. But that in of itself creates complications, doesn't it?
It sure does. It really does create quite a bit of a challenge for us here in New York City.
Why? And it's not only New York City, it's really around the country. Why is that a challenge having to do with the abuser, first of all, who may begin and then continue to, quote, practice on the pet, who may be a victim himself or herself of violence, for starters?
So So let me take that question and just back up a little bit with Urban Resource Institute. You got to forgive me because I am the president and CEO here, and I think it's just an amazing organization that really works with three populations: people with developmental and intellectual disabilities, homeless families, and victims of domestic violence. And we have been in a position to enhance our impact by becoming the largest provider of domestic violence shelter services in the nation. And so for us, our goal was not just to be the largest, but to really take on issues that weren't being tackled. And one of those issues, when we started to really think about our work, we started to realize that many victims of domestic violence have pets, right? We know that 68%, the majority of households, have pets. We know that 1 in 3 women will be impacted by domestic violence. And when we started to talk to survivors and national experts like yourself and engage the literature, we found that over 48% of victims of domestic violence would not leave an abusive relationship because they would not leave their pets behind.
So they're concerned that their pet may be abused. They're concerned that, all right, if I give up my pet to an animal shelter, oh, of course my pet will not be abused, but I don't know then what's going to happen to my pet. And moreover, I've lost a family member. Am I correct in assuming all of that?
All of that. During a time when your family is experiencing one of the greatest crises that they've ever experienced. And so we know that pets create and support the healing process, the unconditional love, a member of the family. We know this from our work with survivors of storms like Katrina, Sandy, and others, where people aren't going to leave their pets behind. And during crisis, that's when they need their pet even more so.
But by staying in a domestic violence situation, they put their lives at risk, and sometimes people lose their lives. And you're saying it doesn't need to be this way. Why don't we just include pets? And you are building a facility called Pal's Place in New York City, where not only will pets be included, you've actually thought about the needs of the pets. Purina, I know, has helped you with this and made it possible for you to think about not only, this is your expertise, the needs of the victims of domestic abuse, but Purina's come in and said, we know about pets, and you're satisfying their needs equally.
So we were clear. Deep expertise working with humans and victims of domestic violence, not so much with pets and animals at large. But Purina, of course, has deep expertise. So in partnering with the animal welfare community, particularly Purina, we joined forces and realized that we share this common belief that people and pets are better together. And if we can use our deep expertise and our resources, as we have, we can engage in building safe shelters for victims of domestic violence and their pets. So we have currently over 52 apartment-style units for victims of domestic violence, and by the end of the year, it'll grow to 72, and ultimately 100. And so what's so exciting about this is that we're building a domestic violence shelter, the first of its kind in the nation, being developed for people and pets. It really is groundbreaking and exciting because we can really think about what we need to have in place for victims of domestic violence, and we could think through partnership with Purina what we need to have in place right from the beginning of development for pets.
Well, I know
when you think about that, it's really that parallel process, right, to have the food, the toys,
yeah,
the therapist involved there right from the beginning. It is so exciting.
And I know in some of your facilities you currently do allow pets, and I've talked to some of the victims themselves, as you know, and they've told me, well, the pets had one more thing, and you've alluded to it earlier. They help to heal. So you have professionals, human professionals, that help these individuals. But it turns out the pets, especially when kids are involved, and they typically are, do their job just by being dogs and cats that they are. This is amazing. A story we'll continue to follow. Nat Fields from Urban Resource Institute in New York City, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Next, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-526-9917. That's 800-526-9917. Call now, 800-526-9917.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Let's go to the phones now, and we have Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
I understand, I don't know much about your call, but they put little tidbits up on the screen here, that you're a professional dog walker.
Yes.
Very good. Well, you know what? That's not an easy job to do. What city and state are you in?
I live in Mundelein.
Ah, you're just outside Chicago. So
yes.
It's a kind of a nice job in June, July, August, a little warm, December, January, more than a little cold.
Yes.
But you get good exercise.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah.
Great job.
So what's up?
I adopted two shelter dogs. One is going to be 7 this December, and my problem dog turned 5 in June.
What kind of dog is your problem dog?
Lucy is a cockapoo, so they say.
Uh-huh.
And then Spud is a Shih Tzu, a Shih Tzu poodle mix.
Okay.
I've had Lucy for about 2 years, and again, she's from a shelter.
So now I'm hoping it'll be in my lifetime.
That's true. Me too.
I don't know whether these were weakened by her being in a shelter or her previous home, but I would pretty much say that from day one, we've had trouble training her. I don't think she's a submissive urinator. I think she has some jealousy and aggression issues with my other dog and my cat.
Whoa.
And I think she does a lot of urine marking.
Hmm.
She'll go on command as soon as I let her outside. I go potty.
Mm-hmm.
She goes right on command. She has no bathroom signal, so I am constantly, letting her out for fear of, what happens.
So let's back up a little bit. I have a couple questions for you. So she has accidents in the house, right?
Yes.
Does she have accidents in one place? And does she have accidents when you're home, when you're not home, every 6 hours? Can you give me more details?
She has accidents when I'm not home. She has accidents, and I wouldn't even call them accidents. Like, I truly believe that she would be great with being the only dog in a home. I truly feel that this is jealousy. I mean, when she's in her crate, she loves her crate, by the way.
What do you mean by jealousy? What happens?
Like if I have my other dog up on the couch with me and I'm petting him, or if I have Lucy with me and my other dog just walks by, or the cat even, she has just gone after them, like, terribly.
And what do you do?
I just move as quickly as I can and kind of do that shrug shake with her to get her off of the cat or the dog.
All right. Here's how I start. When the dog is in the house, keep the dog on a leash.
Yes.
So you have control. And I want you to have control for two reasons. Your dog can't run or bolt after the cat or the other dog. If the dog's on a leash, it can only get so far. So I want to do this to help you have control over your dog and to protect the other animals in the house, as well as the dog can't go off and pee. So if you get up from the couch and you have to go or want to go get a sandwich from the refrigerator, which sounds mighty good right now to me, and you want to do, take the dog with you on the leash. You could, if you're holding things, tether the dog to your waist somehow. If you have a belt loop, if you have a bathrobe on, you could even do it around the loop on the robe. You could tie two leashes together and take the second part of the leash and tie it around your waist, but or just hold it. And leashes come with that little hook, sort of, that little opening, and you could just, pull that up on your arm. You have a small dog. So you have all those options, and still you're able to carry things. But if the dog is with you and just a couple of feet from you, the dog can't go off and piddle. And if the dog begins to lift her, well, she's not lifting her leg, is she? She's squatting,
no.
Right? Okay, so good. Because female dogs can't actually lift their leg. But
she actually does that, like, on trees when we're walking.
Yeah.
She'll, like, almost be on her front legs.
Okay, she could be marking, but let's give this a try. Because this is the easier fix. And if she begins to squat or begins to pee, no matter how she goes about it, then quickly whisk her outside. Again, the advantage of having a small dog is you could do that.
Yes.
So grab her, say no, and pick her up and take her outside. If she performs outside, then reward her and tell her how wonderful she is. And get as much of the urine smell out of the house as you possibly can, because really that at some point in time only encourages her to go in the house. And use an odor neutralizer to do that. Now, if this really isn't getting you anywhere and you don't see improvement, then what I would do is call a veterinary behaviorist. And there is one in Chicago, actually. And the reason for that is a psychopharmacological drug might be able to help, because what that does is it changes brain chemistry just enough to make learning possible. And probably after that drug happens, you'll get similar advice. But hold on. I want to send you a dog toy. I want to give you a website also, Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behaviorists, dacvb.org, dacvb.org. Okay?
Okay, great.
All right. Hold on.
Thank you so
much. Also, because we want to follow up with you in a couple of months and make sure that we've done good by you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, Steve.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You can call us 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. It is toll-free. That's one way to get us. Another is to email. And increasingly, folks like to do that, and I totally understand that. And we choose every week a question that you ask. It's steve@petworldradio.net. And this question, have you heard about there was an entire book written about this. Dogs who wait for their people to come home and know, or at least they seem to know, exactly when their person is coming home. And in this experiment, all these things were tried, which I'll talk about next. But the question is about a cat that seems to know when its people are coming home. Can cats do that? I'll answer that as well next.
Catago for Cats presents a quick joke from a cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats, and cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we are talking about ticks and tick disease. There are more ticks in America than ever before, which means more tick disease. And we do need and want to protect our dogs and our cats. And we'll talk about that. Also, how can we help our cats to live longer than ever before? They are living longer than ever before. Can we do something to even have them live longer, longer than ever before? We'll talk with Dr. Kurt Venator, the chief medical officer at Purina, about that. And also, the Food and Drug Administration Center for Veterinary Medicine said, we have a correlation now between products with the primary ingredient being sweet potato or other legumes of some sort, and dilated cardiomyopathy, which is a kind of heart disease in dogs. And we've not seen this before. Now, that kind of heart disease has occurred in dogs for a very long time, but historically has been associated with specific breeds. Now what the FDA is saying, this is different, and we're concerned about it, and I'll tell you about at least what little is known about it, but I'll tell you all we do know next week.
The Pet Health Minute.
brought to you by the maker of HeartGuard Plus.
I find heartworm disease to be the most frustrating disease when it comes to protecting the health of our pets. An infected mosquito bites your dog and passes larvae along that grow into heartworms that damage your dog's heart and blood vessels. It's a terrible disease, and the reason it's so frustrating to me is that it's so simple to prevent. A monthly tasty chewable from your veterinarian is all that it takes to protect your dog. I know you think you'll get around to it, or you don't notice many mosquitoes by you. Well, you're wrong. Heartworm disease has been reported in all 50 states with over 100,000 confirmed cases last year. Don't put your dog at risk. Treatment is expensive and painful. Speak to your veterinarian about the appropriate heartworm prevention for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with HeartGuard Plus Ivermectin Parental. Test dogs for infection prior to use. In rare cases, digestive and neurological side effects have been reported. For full prescribing information, talk to your veterinarian. Visit HeartGuard.com or call 888-637-4251.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Charlotte in Illinois writes, Dear Steve, I've heard dogs knowing when their people are coming home. They can sense it. What about my cat? Jeepers. Seems to know when my husband is about to arrive. Well, let me address the dog part of it first. It's fascinating to me. So one of our two dogs, the dog is a Chihuahua Terrier mix named Hazel. My wife, very attached to my wife. And when my wife comes home, I could say, all right, if she's driving home, she's parking the car. We're five stories up in a condo. But, you know, that little beep, beep, when you lock the door, maybe that little beep, beep has a specific sound that our dog can recognize that is specific to our car. Or maybe she knows the way our car sounds. It's a hybrid. It doesn't make much noise, but maybe she can hear it. But what if we're not in the part of our house where she could, I don't think, possibly hear it? How does she know? For example, we're outside on our balcony. My wife drives home. The driveway is on the other side. We're five stories up. We live right near Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. Very, very busy, and buses go by. How could, I know, dog's sense of hearing, how good it is, but still, how could our dog know? We're out on the balcony. It's nowhere near. And what if my wife isn't driving? What if she's walking back? Somehow our dog seems to know. Our dog is not the only one. So studies have been done that indicate, and they tried, for example, having people return home with different routes at different times, and some dogs still seem to know when their person is coming home. So what about a cat? If dogs can predict this, can cats do this as well? And can dogs really do it? Well, I would suggest yes. It appears that dogs really can do this. We have no idea how they're understanding, though. How can a dog know if the dog can't hear or smell or see the person? How can the dog know? But some dogs do seem to know, even though we don't know how they know. Now, sometimes the person who's home knows and may be offering cues. So maybe you're offering some cues. You know your husband is returning home and you're doing something, and it's so consistent that your cat or any dog picks up on it. Or maybe it's the same time of day all the time. So clearly, dogs and cats do seem to have a clock in their head. So if your husband returns home at 6 o'clock every night, yeah, it's no surprise that your cat would know that. No surprise to me. Dogs absolutely as well. But what about a cat doing the same as some dogs appear to be able to do? And that is somehow, we don't know how, again, we don't know, knowing when that person is coming, even though that person may sometimes bicycle or walk or drive or park if that person drives three blocks away. And somehow the dogs still know. Could a cat do that as well? I suggest absolutely a cat can do that as well. How? Once again, we have no clue. You can email me your questions and maybe I will have a clue. That's Steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, heartworm disease in cats, veterinary parasitologist, and a friend of this program, Dr. Michael Dryden, will be right here.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Mike Dryden is a veterinary parasitologist who is here to talk about heartworm. And more times, 9 times out of 10, when folks like me talk to you, which probably doesn't happen every day, but when you do get interviewed, it's heartworm in dogs. I want to talk about heartworm in cats. And you need to explain what heartworm disease is, but heartworm in cats in some ways is an entirely different disease. and more concerning, I think, than even heartworm in dogs.
Steve, you're absolutely correct. So first of all, when we're talking about heartworm, we're talking about a large roundworm, if you will, a nematode. But in this case, it's living in the pulmonary arteries and right heart of these dogs and these cats. And these worms can get up to 12 inches long. I mean, think about that, that's a large worm.
So it's like a long strand of spaghetti. And in dogs, sometimes hundreds of these, right?
That's correct.
So no wonder why the dogs get so sick and sometimes die. And they come from mosquitoes. We need to say that. But in cats, the whole process is a bit different.
It is different in cats. And there's several reasons for that. Number one, cats are smaller. And so when these worms mature in the cat, that's a pretty big worm in the small vascular system of a cat. But also, cats are not the natural, what we call evolutionary host. You know, canids, dogs are. And so in cats, they tend to respond fairly violently, if you will, with their immune system to the presence of these worms. And yes, you said, you know, dogs can have large numbers of worms. And sometimes it takes a significant number of worm burden in a dog to cause significant pathology. But a single worm can kill a cat. Because it's not the natural host, and they set up a significant reaction. So, yeah, that mosquito bites the cat, deposits that, you know, that larva that matures over the course of 6-7 months, and these cats can get extremely ill. So in some respects, we need to protect cats even more diligently, and we need to protect dogs.
All right, so I want to talk about that a little bit. So some cats, it seems, they show no symptoms whatsoever. They're acting fine, but now, people who do what you do have looked at these cats after they've passed away of other natural causes, dying at the age of 18 of kidney disease, and not suspecting heartworm had anything to do with it. It turned out they had problems, and nobody knew it because the cats mask symptoms.
Well, some cats do, and that's because they're fairly sedentary. You know, I mean, I'm a cat guy. I've got a cat, and my cat, you know, what's he sleep, 23 hours a day? and so, yeah, you know, a certain amount of that is masked in some of these cats because they, you know, they're not a real active. They're not out running in the backyard like your little terrier is. And so, yeah, but at the same time, your cat can be sick. Okay, and you know, and maybe he'd only sleep 22 hours a day, in that regard. But yeah, it's a bad disease in a cat, and
or it can be more serious. There's something called heartworm-associated respiratory disease. Now, years ago, it was just thought to be a large pool of cats that were asthmatic and was a part of. But now we know that subsection, which is not insignificant, that's heartworm disease.
Oh, absolutely, and mimics asthma. And that's why it's so difficult even for the veterinarian sometimes to make a proper diagnosis, is that this, you know, feline-associated respiratory disease truly mimics asthma. And, in fact, it actually is a form of asthma. It's a foreign allergen. It's just not inhaled. It's internal. Mm-hmm. And so the lungs are acting very, very similarly. In fact, it has been described by Dr. Ray Dillon almost like a bee sting in the lung. You get a bee sting and you get a swelling and fills with fluid under the skin. That's what these cats' lungs are doing. They're actually filling with fluid, and these cats are, you know, trying to drown in their own fluid. So it's a bad disease, and I think cats deserve better than what we've been doing for them.
Absolutely, and you already mentioned it's the number two cause of sudden death in cats after a kind of heart disease. So what do we do? What do we do? Can we prevent this disease in cats?
Oh, we absolutely can. So we actually there are a number of products that are approved for cats in this country that are really very, very excellent preventives for heartworm disease in cats. And your veterinarian can prescribe those for your cats. And your cats absolutely need to be on them.
So here's what you hear every day, but my cat's indoors.
Really kind of irrelevant. We're talking about a mosquito vector disease. Mosquitoes come inside. Okay. You know, it's not uncommon to see a mosquito in a house, and it takes one mosquito that's infected to infect your cat.
And as you said, in some ways, cats are more susceptible than dogs. Dr. Mike Dryden, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Next week, Dr. Dryden returns to talk about why ticks are creating ecological havoc. Sounds bad. And we'll also talk about how to increase the lifespan for our cats.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year.
You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you...
BizTalk Radio,